Patients with HER2 positive, node negative breast cancers that are less than a centimeter should generally receive adjuvant trastuzumab chemotherapy as part of their treatment plan. Six disagreed, six were in between.
When you get to such small tumors, you then get to a situation where the expected benefit then gets into the range of the risk of significant cardiac toxicity. So my practice pattern has been not to offer Herceptin to women whose tumors were less than 1 centimeter in size.
Just a sort of a side note to that issue, the cardiac toxicity, without going into great detail, do you see a role right now of non-protocol TCH?
No, I don't.
Why?
The BCIRG data would suggest that TCH is not better than non-TCH regimens, and there's a suggestion it may be worse. It does appear true that there is substantially less cardiac toxicity, but the efficacy doesn't look nearly as good. So I guess that if I was in a situation where I was greatly concerned about the cardiac toxicity, I would probably go with one of the established AC followed by T regimens and then consider an abbreviated course of trastuzumab a la the FIN-HER trial.
Okay. Patients with HER2-positive node-negative breast cancers that are 1 to 2 centimeters should generally receive adjuvant trastuzumab chemotherapy as part of their treatment plan.
I would agree with that.
10 out of 12 agreed. So it's interesting how the numbers sort of triggered people's reaction. I'm just going to kind of go through the last few things. Adjuvant trastuzumab should generally be used concurrently with chemotherapy rather than sequentially.
Would agree with that.
10 people agreed with that, although 2 were in between. Trastuzumab monotherapy is a reasonable non-protocol option in patients who are unfit to receive chemotherapy.
Uncertain.
Yeah, that was one of those 4, 5, and 3 answers. So a few people agreed, a few disagreed, some were uncertain. Is that a strategy you've used?
No, I haven't used it, in part because the trastuzumab data is relatively new, and I had not used trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting prior to the ASCO reports. And patients who are unfit for the use of an anthracycline, a taxane, which is typically what I would use here, I would have a great deal of concern about the cardiac toxicity of the trastuzumab, even as a single agent.
Final question, and this is another one of those 4, 3, and 5 answers I'll just tell you in advance that I love so much. Dose dense AC paclitaxel trastuzumab is a reasonable non-protocol adjuvant option in patients with HER2-positive disease.
I agree.
Is that something you're doing?
My standard trastuzumab-containing regimen is dose dense plus trastuzumab, with the trastuzumab started with the paclitaxel. And I was greatly relieved and reassured to see the abstract at San Antonio from the Memorial Sloan Kettering group that was specifically assessing the cardiac toxicity of that. And I think it was 70 or 72 patients enrolled. They had not seen concerning cardiac toxicity. So it looks like that's a reasonable strategy.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.